Hi, my name is Kira, and welcome to the Butterfly Effect podcast, where we explore a new person's personal butterfly effect every episode. Today, I'm here with Mia. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm Mia. I am a first year at Cincinnati. I am a special education major, and I'm from Columbus.
Perfect. So what are you here to talk about today? What's your event that really changed your life?
I'm going to talk about when I decided to become a special education major.
Perfect.
So my high school has this, like, career prep program, and I decided to do that because my sister is in it. And I originally went into it thinking that I was, like, going to come out of it being a therapist because I had experience, and I was like, I want to be a therapist. But I started, like, going through the program, and you get to go, like, internship in classrooms. So I went to a second and third grade special education classroom, and I just, like, fell in love with it. I loved working with the kids, especially the little kids. They're just, they're so cute to work with, and they're so small, and you form, like, such good connections with the kids that it just makes you, like, love it.
Oh, so did you want to do therapy for, like, kids or just, like, therapy in general?
Yeah, I wanted to do therapy for, like, kids in, like, a behavioral health hospital.
Oh, that's so cute. I love little kids. I like, babysit, and I worked at a daycare, and I did hate it a lot. I hated it. Maybe I'm not built for kids, but I respect you for being built for kids.
Thank you.
So you were in this program. Is that why you decided to come to UC for special ed, or was there any hesitation there?
Yeah, I wasn't, like, I was looking at colleges for therapy before I joined this program. It was my junior and senior year, so, like, it wasn't, like, hardcore looking for colleges yet. But, yeah, we started, like, researching colleges our senior year and figuring out where we wanted to go. And Cincinnati has, like, a dual license program for special education. So it means you can be a mild to moderate and moderate to severe special education teacher. So you can do both. Some schools only have one or the other. So I really like the idea of coming here and getting to do both without, like, having to worry about, like, future if I wanted to do one or the other.
Yeah, no, that's smart. You said you originally wanted to go into therapy, and now you found yourself kind of in special ed. Is your goal still therapy, or?
The goal is still special education, but I wanted to kind of keep therapy in it. So hopefully the end goal after college would be being a teacher in a behavioral health hospital.
That
so I can kind of
so
do
cool.
both.
That is so cool. So would you have to, like, pick a subject?
So our major is really weird. You do. you pick a specialty, and my specialty is language arts and natural sciences. And, I mean, we don't really teach the kids one subject. We teach them everything because they just kind of have one teacher, and we teach them everything. So I don't know why we pick a specialty. We graduate all the same. The math kids and the science kids graduate all the same. But
maybe it's just something to say on a piece of paper.
Yeah,
I don't know. So you said that you went into, like, your prep in your high school,
mm-hmm.
and you mentioned that you had kind of, like, experience with that. What is, like, what's your experience? Why did you even think to go into this in the first place?
So I originally wanted to do therapy because, I mean, I've been in therapy for years, different forms of it, in and out of hospitals, whatnot. So that was, like, the goal, because I was like, I've benefited from it so much, or, like, I didn't. So I wanted, like, to be that person that kids could benefit from. And my sister was in this prep program, and I saw how much she loved it. And she actually came out not being a teacher. She's going to be a physical therapist, but for kids.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. So I saw how much she loved it, and I really wanted to experience that. And, like, when I asked the teacher about it before I even started it, she was like, we could, like, get you to work with, like, school therapists or, like, guidance counselors if you really wanted to. And that was a thought. But then once I, like, started working with the special education kids, I just stuck with it.
I keep saying it's so cute. But, like, I don't know. Even Caitlin talked about something very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was like, okay, like, kids, okay, whatever. Like, okay. But, like, you're talking about it. Okay, maybe I'm, like, in a moment in my, like, cycle, maybe it's my baby fever time. But so your sister's gonna be a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool. Do you have just a sister? Do you have any other siblings?
I have two older sisters and an older brother.
Okay, what do they get into? Anything similar?
Not really. My sister, my oldest sister, Stacy, she went here. She was in the DAP program, and she's an interior designer.
Oh my God, get her in touch with Emily.
I know. I told her. It was like, my sister hated the college years, but she likes what she's doing now, so she says it was worth it.
Gotta hang on.
Yeah. Stacy had a hard time, but... And then my brother went to OSU, and he's a electrical engineer. That's like...
Whenever majors have long names like that, it just, like, no thank you.
Seems too much.
No thank you. Like, engineering, get out of my face.
No, absolutely
medical,
not.
Get out of my face. Chemical, get out of my face.
Absolutely not.
I hate it.
Yeah, I don't...
I could never. I need something... No math.
Yeah, no math. And he's so smart, and I hate it.
I listen, like, I'm all for smart people, but, like... Just, like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
You make me
just
feel
don't
really
be my
dumb.
Brother.
Yeah. My brother's smart, but he's younger than me, so, like, I know more than him. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Yeah. I'm the youngest, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah. I wouldn't know, though. You don't give off youngest
tendencies. I think that's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Okay, good.
It is a compliment.
Okay, good.
I know lots of younger children.
Mm.
And
I think I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know who. You're talking about.
Oh.
I think you know who I'm talking about.
I think so. We'll have to debrief after.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was like, you said three. Got it. Love it. Mm-hmm. What does your grandpa do?
Papu.
That's the cutest name I've ever heard in my life.
He's from Greece. He moved to America with his wife. He met her on the beach. She was wearing a white bikini and he fell in love with her.
That's not real.
I know, it's really cute. And then he, like, 2 weeks later, follows her to America.
Get him here. Get him down here.
He would totally do your podcast. I'm just saying.
Don't play. I want to get my grandma on here. I know they have stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
For sure. He has so many.
Maybe I'll start a new podcast, and it's just going to be talking to your papu.
Papu, yeah.
I'm just going to talk to your papu. Or, like, get old people just to tell me stories about their life. Okay, let's get back to, like, special
You're
education.
Good. You're good.
So, not that this is, like specific or, like, a need to be, but I know Caitlin, she talked about, she had, like, a click moment in her life where she was like, oh, yeah, this is what I want to do. And maybe it was the prep thing.
Yeah.
But she talked about, like, she had a friend, Elle, who has, like, Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I, like, want to help that. That's what I want to do. Did you have anything like that? Like, early childhood?
Yeah. It was probably in second grade. There was this kid in my class. She had Down syndrome. Her name was Sonia. I'm still friends with her. She's amazing. She's kind of crazy, but I love her. And we just, like, sat together on the carpet. And it was, like, you know, it sucks to say, but, like, nobody else would do it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't care. So I just sat with her, and we played with stuffed animals. And she'd, like, I'd go back to her class sometimes, and she'd have me for the classroom ice cream parties and
fire
just kept going.
That's what got you in. It
oh,
was
yeah.
the ice cream. Perfect. That is so cute.
Yeah.
I love that. So, you know, you started with that. Then you hit up the prep.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Can you, like, talk more about that? Like, what did they do? Just internships?
Mm-hmm. So our school is like a satellite school from, like, an actual prep school that has, like, a bunch of different ones. They have, like, welding. Like
trade, kind of? Like,
yeah,
trade
like
schools?
A trade, yeah.
Okay.
So it's, like, welding. You could be a police officer, hair, nursing, whatever. So ours had the satellite program of teaching. There was architecture and bio?
Mm-hmm.
Some I don't know.
Bio something. It's, yeah. Once again, the medical words. Don't talk
to
me.
I didn't mess with it. So it was a two-year program, and it ends up getting rid of your intro to ed course in college. So that part's nice. And our first year, it was just a lot of, like, learning how to be a teacher. Because, I mean, a lot of us go in, like, as aides in classrooms, but, like, we don't actually know how to be a teacher.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of, like, learning how to make lesson plans, and, like, seating charts were, like, the first thing we did. Because, like, if you fuck up a seating chart, like, the whole class is done.
Yeah, I know, like, I was never in, like, a specialty classroom or anything, but I remember, like being in any classroom, you sit with the wrong people, with the other wrong people, you're never getting anything done.
No.
Never.
Yeah, a lot of just, like, first year's just basic how to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. We went to, like, our observations twice a week, I think. And my first one was with a gym teacher, my like elementary school gym teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. I got to basically just play games with the fifth graders all day.
That's so fun.
And I loved that because my neighbor, who is a fifth grader, was also there. So, and he's like my little brother.
Aww.
So I got to like spend time with him, which was great. And then my second observation was the special ed classroom. And you get five total.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to, you have to go through high school, middle school, elementary school, and special education within your five. But they could be like together. So
okay.
Like elementary and special and my were one
mm-hmm.
because they were the same thing. So it gets you like really well-rounded
mm-hmm.
in like what you're learning about and what you have to do, because that's the whole point of it, is to like learn if you even want to be a teacher. And like if you do, you could go into this thinking, oh, I want to be a middle school teacher. But then when you go and observe these middle school classrooms, you end up hating it. And then you like go to an elementary classroom and you love it, and you were like dead set on going to college for middle school education, and you find out it's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot cheaper of a way to through like the education part of college and find out what you want to do, because that's the time to like mess around and find out. If you don't want to do teaching, great.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to pay for a degree.
I know so many people that like, they're like, I want to be a teacher. Like, I love kids. I love teaching. I'm so good at it. That's what I'm going to do. And then they, like, graduate, and they're like, wow, I hate this.
Yeah.
I know so many. And then they, like, go back to college, and they have to start over.
Yeah.
And that's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find any bumps in the road? Like, you found out you wanted to do this pretty young. Did you have anything? And you were like, okay, wait a minute. Maybe this isn't for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is definitely, just general teachers where mm-hmm. it was like, you kind of make me hate this. Because it'd be like, a random middle school math teacher that makes you like hate school.
Yeah.
So you're like, I could never be a teacher. Like, I could never do this. I don't want to make kids hate their life.
So true.
Already more than like these middle schoolers that have all these feelings and depression, and then we're just like, you suck.
It's such a critical point in your life. Like,
it is.
In my opinion, like, if you don't want to like be a teacher, you walk in and you don't like it, like, find mm-hmm. something else. You're just
yeah.
ruining like other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Because if you're not a good teacher, then these kids are just. Especially, like, in middle school and elementary
mm-hmm.
school, they're just going to come out, and they're not going to, like, be okay with what they're doing,
yeah.
and they're going to not know how to deal with their feelings, because
yeah.
these teachers just didn't let them do anything.
Yeah,
so.
Like, teaching is hard. Like, it
mm-hmm.
genuinely, it is a super hard, like, career,
yeah.
but, like, it's hard because, like, to be good at it, like, there's a bigger reward to be good at it. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're, like, actually helping, like, children
yeah.
and, like, mm-hmm. people grow.
Yeah.
And so, when, like, teachers are bad, it's like, hey, man,
mm-hmm.
like, come on. I have math teachers that I would love. Like, I loved
mm-hmm.
some of my math teachers.
Yeah.
But then the ones that I didn't, I was like, I'm never doing math again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'd be an excellent mathematician, but I just hated all my math teachers.
Yeah. There's definitely teachers. I feel like a lot of them were in middle school.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know why, especially because you're right. It is such like a formative part. And then all the teachers like I severely disliked
yeah.
were in middle school. And that's just.
Maybe because that's like the hardest age group, I guess. But like
I mean, I don't
burnout's
know.
Quicker. I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to be a middle school teacher.
Yeah.
I
Go
know
away
that.
From that.
yeah. But like I know people that want to be middle school teachers
mm-hmm.
and like. I think they're going to be good at it because they're passionate about it. And I feel like a lot of people, like you said, are in
mm-hmm.
teaching and then they end up not liking it and then they still do it.
Yeah.
Which is just not good for the kids.
Yeah. So you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You're here. You're present in your major.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the sounds of it, you're rocking. Wait, let's talk about that thing this semester that you and Caitlin did. The like where you go to the school.
Oh, okay.
Isn't there, like drama with
Yo,
that?
Oh, there's a lot of drama with
oh,
that.
Spill.
Okay,
Where's your kid? Well, not your kid.
Well,
isn't that the
not
issue?
Not my kid anymore. Yeah. So we went to a school in Cincinnati area school, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there were these kids, and some of them, it was, like, a morning tutor session.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go and tutor them. And some of them were there to, like, actually be tutored in subjects. Some of them were there to be social. Some of them
mm-hmm.
to have, like, a mentor. So it was all different, and each kid had different needs. And when we're getting assigned to kids, like, in our class, nobody else wanted this kid because he was an English language learner. So English wasn't his first language.
Yeah.
And our teacher made it seem like this kid was stupid. Like, he had no idea what anything was. And she was like, do you want to take this kid? And I was like, sure. Like, my grandpa's an immigrant. Like, mm-hmm. I don't mind.
Yeah.
And so I get there, and I sit down with this kid, and he's so smart. And he knows English, and he's, like, good at math, and he's good at reading. And I'm pissed at the teacher because...
Yeah, what?
She just made it seem like he's stupid because he's not from Ohio. Yeah. Like, nobody from Ohio is smart. If we're being
no, like,
completely
you're
honest.
You're 100%. That's correct. Like, that is correct.
I mean, so I tell this teacher, I'm like, he's really smart. Mm-hmm. Like, he's really smart. And she's like, but just because, like, he can read things doesn't mean he understands everything. And I'm like, sure.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Because he can read a word doesn't mean he knows it. But, like, he's reading above his grade level. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, able to repeat these things back to me. And he may not be able to hold a conversation with you, but he knows his work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I can work on with him. I can work on the social aspect of it. I think two tutor sessions later, our teacher comes up to me and she's like, hey, I'm giving your kid to a boy tutor. And she's like, and I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, we just want the boys with the boys and the girls with the girls. And I was like, okay, but why didn't you do that from the beginning? Because there were some boys that, like, needed that mentor. So mm-hmm. they were automatically put with boys. And there's only, I think, 3 boys in our class.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not that many.
No, not at all. So having her switch around these kids in the middle is just not, like, proactive.
Yeah, I feel like that messes with the kids mm-hmm. more because, like, you're set with someone and, like, at least, I mean, I know it was only, what, 3 sessions, but, like, some sort of a small bond. And then they're like, just kidding.
Yeah.
Passing you on.
So she has the boy come over and my kid, and she's like, oh, I don't want to say his name. My kid. And she's like, oh, aren't you, like, so excited to be with a boy now? Aren't you, like, so excited to have a man as your tutor now? And he's just, like, nodding and smiling because... what the fuck is he gonna say?
Yeah, what do you say to that?
Exactly.
Yes, I'm so excited to be paired with, like, a man.
He does not give 2 shits. He doesn't. He just wants to, like, talk to someone.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And I was like, it pissed me off so much because I get that some of the boys need to be with boys and girls need to be with girls, but you do that from the beginning. You don't switch them when they've already, like, made a connection with the tutor. And considering I was the only one that wanted this kid, I shouldn't have been. My kid shouldn't have been switched. And there's other boys that needed boys.
Like, I just, like, you offered, you were, like, prepared. Mm-hmm. You were like, yeah, I'll take this on. No one else wants it. Like, I got it. And then they're like, just kidding. You like that ambition? Yeah. Get out.
Yeah.
Did you get paired with someone else?
I got paired with another girl. And she was really sweet. I loved her.
Okay.
And, yeah. But the next day, she was like, our teacher, she was like, it's all about, like, stability with these kids. And I was like, what the fuck are you saying?
Did they not know anything?
I was like, you just took this kid away from, like, and for the next, like, days, he was coming up to me, getting ready to tutor with me. And I was like, you just fucked this up.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
you did.
Don't talk shit about, like, stability when you're, like, moving all these kids around.
That's
and you
so
keep
annoying.
Moving them.
These kids really need stability. Then keep me with the kid you gave me.
What? Yeah, this teacher, she also had a lot of microaggressions.
Ew.
And, like, comments towards the kids and... She's old, so people were like, oh, it's fine. No, it's
She's
not.
She's of a
it's
different generation. I don't care if you have a different generation. Like, you're in the current one right now, man.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And especially with these little kids.
Yeah.
Like, you're such an influence on them.
That's gross.
And if you're saying, like, all these things. Because I was like, you're telling him that he needs to be with a boy tutor to, like, actively learn things.
Mm-hmm.
But this kid is probably going to have primarily female teachers for the rest of his life. And, like. I know it's, like, an exaggeration, but, like, you can't implement into this kid's mind that, like, this is the only way he'll learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure Caitlin told you about all the stuff she had problems with the teacher and her kid.
No.
No? Okay. Do you want to hear about that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I would love to.
So Caitlin's kid, really, really sweet boy. He's so
she
cute.
She told me how much she, like, loved him.
Oh, yeah. He was really sweet. He was really small. Everyone loved him, and he had a really traumatic past.
Yeah, she,
like,
told me about that.
All within the past year. And Caitlin was informed about all this before we went to the first tutor session. And then at the first tutor session, Caitlin's sitting with her kid, and our teacher comes up and she's like, just starts talking about this kid like he's not there. And she's like, oh yeah, you know this kid, he's had like a really traumatic past and like this and this, and putting out all of his trauma just right in front of him.
What?
And in front of the other kids, in front of the other tutors, and it's just like, what the hell are you doing?
And she, what?
And I was like, this is so not okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, this kid knows what he's going through. He knows he's in foster care.
He's aware.
Yeah. Like, and he's, like, he talks about his trauma, and that's, like, his way of coping with it. He just talks about it all. Good for him. But that doesn't mean our teacher gets to talk about it.
Yeah. You don't get to, like, fan that out. It's not anyone else's business.
No. And, like, later she would talk about Caitlin's kid had, like, a new sweatshirt. And she was like, oh, did your mom get it? Did your foster parents get it? And he was like, no. And she was like, did your dad get it for you? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, wow, I'm really surprised.
Why is this woman working here? Drop names.
God.
Don't do that. But
I know I can't. But she's past her time. She has been at UC since there was, like, quarters in a school year.
Oh, my God. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
What?
She's past her time.
Yeah. Like,
she's done here.
There's a time where, you know, you need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap this up, Miss Girl. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. I have a few more questions. Okay. Where do you think you would be if you decided to not kind of go the special ed route, to kind of, like, start here?
Probably wouldn't be at UC.
Yeah.
First valid. Of all.
Did you have any other, like, options? I guess that's a part of my question. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
No, you're good. OSU. I was pretty set on OSU, but it was their first year of their dual license program.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know if I want to be a guinea pig.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just doing this for fun. Like, I'm pretty serious about it. So, and I knew UC's was good, and it's not, like, extremely far from home. And my sister went here, and my brother, like, has a house here, but he doesn't live here. It's complicated.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, like, such an uncomfortable thing to do.
Yeah. Well, did you, like, I mean, you said you were pretty set on special ed for a while. Like, did you have any backup, or are you just like, no, that's what I'm doing?
I mean, the backup was therapy.
Okay, yeah.
I was probably set on special education, like, for a year and a half, like, before I graduated.
Yeah.
And before that, it was therapy, because I just really wanted to be that person for people.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of kids, like, in the hospitals had that person. And, like, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a recreational therapist. I wanted to go to, like, Toledo for the recreational therapy program. And then I wanted to work at, like, Nationwide Children's in Columbus. And I was, like, so set.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, like, I've had therapy. Like, it boggles my mind how, like, people who are supposed to be set in place to, like, help others are so bad at their job.
I know.
I've had, like, horrible therapists. This one lady, she was, like, through my school, and she, like, broke HIPAA 100%. She was telling students at the school about my business.
That is crazy.
And, like, telling my dad, like, I got in trouble at one, well, not really in trouble, but, like we had, like, a tense conversation about it.
Yeah.
And it was, like, Miss Girl, if I wanted this fanned out to everyone, I would just tell everyone.
Yeah.
Like, so then I dropped her, and she, like, gaslit me. She was, like, I really don't know what you're talking about. Girl.
That's horrible.
Please.
And in a school system, too.
In a school system.
That's so bad.
I saw this one guy, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm, like, really sad. And he's like, let me show you this band. I heard you're into music. I have this band. I was like, hey, man. So close.
I
but this isn't
it,
what I need. Literally. But you have a very good, like, it's going to sound so stupid. You have a very good energy about you.
Thank you.
Seem like you'd be able to, like, handle yourself in a very appropriate manner that would actually be helpful towards people.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had some doctors, especially when
Literally.
I was in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
that were just, like, they said things that weren't true, and they, like, took words out of my dad's mouth and twisted them. So I was so angry at my dad for years.
Yeah.
And it was all their fault, because this doctor twisted my dad's words and told them to me, and I was so upset.
Because
he was talking shit about my friends. And I was like,
yeah, what
the fuck are you doing? And he made it seem like my dad said these things.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad and I had a really bad relationship for the next couple years. And we already had, just because I was so fucked up.
It's okay.
Yeah, there's just so many doctors and therapists that like I just aren't good.
Like
at their
how
job.
Are you like you went through all this schooling and you're still mad at your job?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Especially if they're gonna be in a children's hospital.
Yeah. We've said this over and over, but like it's so formative. Like
yeah.
If a child is needing of therapy at a young age, mm-hmm. it's for a reason.
Yeah. For like, sure.
And I didn't go to therapy for a while because, like, a few of my experiences were, like, wrong, like, yeah. incorrect, messed up. And so, like, I was like, okay, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now I have a therapist and she's great and I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, it's so stupid. It's so annoying.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, I went to some shitty therapists in the beginning and they just told me, like, the things I was doing was weird. And I was like, no.
Okay.
I was like, I'm really protective over my siblings, even though they're all older. And she's like, that's weird. And I was like, I don't think it is.
Oh, I'm so dead. That's weird.
Excuse me?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had this therapist one time, and she would flip over cards, and then have, like, emotions. And she'd be like, tell me about a time that brought up this emotion. But it got to the point where I just repeat all my stories. So she'd flip it over, and it'd be sad. And I was like, oh, when this happened, move on. And she was like, no, you're supposed to, like, contemplate and think on it. And I was like, why am I mad? This. Next. Like, and I mean, it does take time to find your correct therapist, but.
It does. It does take a long time.
Yeah. I think you'll be really good in this area, in this field, in this field.
Yeah.
I think you'll do a lot of good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I honestly, like, everyone is like, I lack faith in, like, this next generation. But, like, the people that I've been talking to that are, like, at least going into childcare. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot better than, like, some of the people I see now.
I know.
Like, I have a lot of faith in, like, you and Caitlin. Some of the people now. All right. I have one more question.
Okay.
And it's pretty simple. Are you happy with how things are going the way that they are? Usually everyone's like, yeah.
I can redo it.
No.
I'm happy with how school is going.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect.
Outside of school, let's not talk about it. But
all right. Yeah, we don't have to.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love that. Oh, wait. I have a question. Like, not really. You can cut this out if you want. Did you do special ed your entire college career, like, first semester? Or did you switch?
Yeah. I've always been sped.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm curious how you and Caitlin got into the same, like, circuit, you know?
So we were in the same learning community.
Oh, okay.
Her major was two people.
Communications and da, 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 da. Yeah, whatever.
I don't know why it's a major.
Yeah.
There's only one person in the major now, I think, because somebody from SPED transferred into it.
Yeah.
And then the previous person transferred out of it. So I don't even know if there's actually any people in it.
Mm.
So we were in the same learning community.
Yeah.
And then, because she already wanted to do it.
Yeah, she did.
But she, like, fucked with her mind.
And yeah, it was messy. She wanted to be a dentist at one point.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we went through the ringer. Yeah, we told her not to do that.
Yeah, I think that's good.
She was like, I really like cleaning. Like, teeth is really satisfying. I was like, girl, go back to special ed. We know this is not what you want to do. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you are happy in school.
Thank you. Yes.
That's where you are.
I am. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. For coming and giving us your story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the Butterfly Effect. See you next time. Bye.